Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome, 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 my darlings. It's Tuesday today, which means it's time for our Tune In Tuesday episode of this week. We are going to contemplate a specific topic or area of life to bring us a little bit closer to who we actually are and what's moving in our lives right now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today, I am feeling this massive need for all of us to remind ourselves of just how resilient we are. I'm talking to you. You know you're really, really, really resilient, right? You're super strong. There's nothing the world can throw at you that you cannot manage. Take a moment just to sit with, what does that feel like for you to hear that? That you're strong, that you're resilient, that you're able to make it through really hard times. Sometimes, especially when we are moving through hard times, we need to tell ourselves that. And we need to remind ourselves of the things in the past that we have overcome. So especially right now, if you're feeling small, if you're feeling weak, if you're feeling alone, not supported, not held, we're going to take a moment right now just for a little practice to bring ourselves back to a moment in time where we actually made it through something really, really, really hard. So you can go ahead and close your eyes for a moment and then place your hands to your heart. So palms of the hands resting on top of your chest, just to make that deep connection to your heart space right now. We're going to journey back a little bit, and it's important for this kind of practice that you just trust where your intuition brings you right away, okay? So we're going to journey back a little bit, and I just want you to bring your awareness to something incredibly challenging, and I'm talking something big, something heartbreaking, something super hard that you have made it through in your life. Really sit with that for a moment, and then notice where your awareness just brings you right away. For me, wow, I really, really was going to use another example, but my awareness brought me to childbirth just now. And that's actually something I don't think about often, but something hard I made it through. I birthed a baby. Okay. For me to remind myself of that, I actually made it through 24 hours of labor and birthed an almost 10-pound baby girl. I need to remind myself of that more often. The badassery of that, the strength in that, the warrior inside of me that did that very, very hard thing, right? So notice where your awareness takes you right now, the hard thing that you made it through, the hard thing that you overcame, right? And I know you're going to have tons of things to choose from. We've all had incredibly hard things come our way. So see if there is some big thing that maybe is lingering in your mind right now. Maybe you made it through a really challenging separation. You know, a relationship ended, you were totally heartbroken. Maybe there was a moment in that where you didn't know if you were going to make it through because that's how big that heartache was. And then you did, right? Look at you now. Maybe you found love again, or that heartache became a little bit more bearable with every day until one day life was there again. Maybe you've made it through death, right? You've had that experience of losing a loved one, of having to move through grief and those incredibly hard and painful waves of grief that will continue for years. Maybe you've been sick, right? Maybe you've battled some real, true, challenging illness, or maybe a person in your life has battled illness, right? Maybe you've been abandoned, betrayed. Take a moment just to sit with one of those experiences, right? Feel the hardship of that. And then take a moment to really hold yourself in the fact that you made it through, in the fact that you came out on the other side of that very, very hard thing. Take a moment to really hold your own resilience, right? That even though there were moments where you didn't know, right, if you were going to manage, there were moments when you were doubting yourself completely. Maybe there were moments when you didn't know if you would ever find life after that hard thing. And here you are. You made it through. You are stronger than you think you are. And it's so important that we remind ourselves of our own strength, of our own resilience, especially when we were going through other hard things, right? To remind ourselves that, yeah, I've made it through hard things before. I can make it through this hard thing again. Let's take a deep breath into that place of resilience, that place of strength. Full inhale. Hold the breath at the top. And take a moment just to feel the power that resides within you. And then open the mouth and let it all out. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. I appreciate you so much. I can feel your power, your resilience, and your strength all the way from over here. Let's lead with that for the rest of the day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.